I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jim LaJoy with the Superior Health Foundation. They have begun accepting grant applications for their fall 2021 funding cycle, and we found out more from Jim LaJoy.
Our fall grants cycle opened up June 1st. It'll run through July 1st. We have more than $126,000 to award for the fall cycle. So basically, we're looking for projects all across the Upper Peninsula that, you know, are health-centered. It could be equipment. It could be programming, working on, those issues that we've addressed so many times previously. But, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that this is really an opportunity to not only submit something on your own, but maybe collaborate with another nonprofit that's doing something similar.
Well, tell me a little bit about the Superior Health Foundation, its mission, and how this fits into it.
Well, the mission for the Superior Health Foundation is really health education, providing resources for programming, and really, when you boil it down, while anything that really has anything to do with improving the health and well-being of people in the Upper Peninsula, it fits in our wheelhouse.
And you're working then primarily in this context with nonprofit agencies that are trying to do that, correct?
Absolutely. You know, there's a number of health-centered nonprofits all across the Upper Peninsula. And the thing that we really encourage folks to do is that if you've got a project in mind and you're quite not sure, is this something that we can submit to the Superior Health Foundation, we encourage you to give us a call. They can certainly email me at jlajoy@superiorhealthfoundation.org. Or else they can call 906-225-6914. We'd be happy to talk to folks. I mean, just in the last couple of days, I talked to two different nonprofits about projects addressing the issue that you just brought up. And in both of those cases, I encouraged them to apply because it was a project that really was centric to improving health and, you know, address needs that are needed.
What is the cycle here now? You open it up on the 1st of June.
Yep.
What's the window? And then what do you do from there?
June 1st to July 1st, 5 p.m. on July 1st. It's really easy to do. You just go to superiorhealthfoundation.org. You click on right on our homepage, grants. It'll take you into a portal, and the application process is really not that difficult. So after July 1st is over, we will look at all the applications. We will review them with our grants committee. We have a seven-person grants committee that goes through it. And then we will award the grants at our October fall grant celebration.
Now, the thing here is that you're encouraging really folks that if they think they have something, they should apply.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, one of the frustrations that we often have here, and I think in other organizations, is after a grant period is over with, I'll have someone who will call me or I'll run into, and they will tell me about an idea that they had. And I didn't submit it because I didn't think it would fit with you. And I'll look at them and I'll say, you know, in the future, let's learn from this because we want you to call me because this is a project that probably would have been examined and looked at pretty thoroughly.
Now, this information to submit and answer questions is on your website, which is
superiorhealthfoundation.org.
That's Jim LaJoy with the Superior Health Foundation. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.